Welcome to the Let's Do It podcast. I'm delighted to introduce our third series, so thank you listeners for joining me today. My name is Anne Glover and I'm a birth and postnatal doula working here in our beautiful wee Northern Ireland. I also teach the wonderful Mongan Method Hypnobirthing course, the original and the best. I'm owner of motherdoula.com and co-founder of the province's first doula collective, Doulas of Northern Ireland. So I started this podcast in 2019 as a means of raising awareness about doulas in Northern Ireland and to chat about who we are, what we do, and why doulas do what we do. And then listeners asked about information on resources and what is available here in Northern Ireland to support their birthing journey, which has led to some fabulous guests chatting about their own personal birthing experiences and also guests chatting about the wide variety of services they offer locally. So please join me in welcoming new guests to this podcast. Welcome listeners to another interesting episode of Let's Do It. And in this episode today, I'm delighted to welcome a colleague of mine, Heather, to the podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about a topic that can affect so many families in the birthing world and outside the birthing world. And the topic today is birth trauma resolution. So I am so excited to have Heather on the podcast with us to talk about it. And Heather, before you introduce yourself, I'm just going to say to the listeners that we've known each other for quite a while and we met in the birthing world. We met when I was a doula and I am a doula, but I was working as a doula and Heather was working as a midwife. And Heather, you can tell us just a wee bit then about yourself.
So I have been a midwife since 1983 and have absolutely loved my career, loved every minute of it, really believe I was here to be a midwife. And as the years went by, I realized that the day would come that I would need to retire, but I didn't want to retire from the birthing world completely. So I prepared myself. So I now do pregnancy and infertility reflexology. I have been a hypnobirthing practitioner for 13 years. I have been a doula, just qualified last year. And the birth trauma resolution, I qualified in it 4 years ago. And I would say putting everything together is what brought me to seek out birth trauma resolution. Because as a hypnobirthing practitioner, I noticed there were couples coming to me because they'd experienced a traumatic birth. And they wanted help to have a better birth experience with this subsequent pregnancy. And really, I have put all my learning over the years together. I am over the retirement age now, but I'm still very active in the birth world because I do all these other therapies. I am still helping couples to have calm, safe births, and they, after birth trauma resolution, they really do heal, and it allows them to put the traumatic birth behind them and prepare for a better birth. And then I get so much feedback from birth trauma resolution clients, but also from hypnobirthing couples. And I'm so excited to be a doula, because that's the next best thing to being a midwife. You're still In fact, in some ways, it's better because you're with the couples before, during, and after birth. Whereas I spent many, many years in labor ward as the labor ward midwife attending the birth of the babies.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to be here, Anne.
Yeah. And it's lovely to have you here, because I have to tell the listeners, I know we said we met when I was working as a doula and you were the midwife, but it's because of you, Heather, that I went on to train to do the same hypnobirthing course as you did as well. And that was just coincidence as well. But when I went to the birth with my client, and whenever you came on shift, it was just amazing, and I'd never seen such a calm and quiet birth before. Like, I hadn't seen loads of birth at that stage as a doula, but it definitely made an impact on me. And then just by coincidence, I got an email about training to be a hypnobirthing educator, and turned out to be the same course as you'd been teaching, Heather. So yeah. Talk about the universe bringing all people together. It is like truly amazing, you know, that we're here today now, so many years later. I think it must be probably 6 or 7 years ago.
It must be, Anne.
Yeah.
But that, and also the reason I'm a doula is because of you. Because we did talk that night about our roles as a doula, midwife, hypnobirthing practitioner. And I mean, it all comes together so nicely. And when you said to me, would you not think of becoming a doula? And I thought, well, I hadn't thought about it before, but yes, definitely, I could do that once I retire. And I'm so happy that you planted the seed. Because, yeah, you know, I've had a doula experience, and I'm hoping to have another one. I'm going to meet a couple. And it's just wonderful to follow process from beginning to end. Yeah. So, yeah, we were meant to meet. We were meant to.
Absolutely. And like yourself, Heather, like all our focus is on the couple that we're supporting. And I know being doing hypnobirthing and being a doula, you can invest a lot more time and build up that really sound relationship with them. So the it's fascinating for me as well, you know, that the hypnobirthing led you to the birth trauma resolution. So mm-hmm. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear a wee bit more, you know, about like the course you did, and you know what sort of people is it specifically aimed for, or is there a specific person, or is it anyone and everyone who's suffered trauma?
Well, the course that I did was called Birth Trauma Resolution, written by Jenny Mullen, and you can, you know, find it on social media. It's validated by the RCM, and most of the people. And I'm fairly sure I'm right in saying that if you are a midwife, an obstetrician, a doula, a hypnobirthing practitioner, then Jenny will interview you, and you should be accepted on the course if you want to do the course. But as far, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what birth trauma resolution is. So I know, because I've witnessed it, that many mothers experience traumatic births. I mean, I personally have had mothers hold on to my arm and say, don't leave me, I'm going to die. And that really, it stabs at your heart. And then you look over at the father and he's petrified because all these people are around his wife and he's worried. So not necessarily his wife, his partner and the baby, and he doesn't know what to do. So it's a really scary situation for both of them. But the mother will be the one who will suffer the post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. But the father can also suffer from vicarious trauma, which is anyone witnessing that traumatic event can be affected by it. So that means that as a birth trauma resolution therapist, I can treat anyone that's been involved, the mother, the father, the doctors, the midwives, the doula, anyone. So what happens then is that these situations are real to the parents. So it doesn't matter what I think. I mean, a woman could tell me she labored at home, she came into hospital, she birthed immediately. And as a midwife, I could think, well, isn't that wonderful? You did really well. But to her, no, it wasn't. It was too fast, too quick, too fearful, and it traumatized her. So the first thing I do is listen respectfully to the woman's story. And again, I have it, and I'm saying women because so far it's mostly women who come for this treatment. The men tend to shy away from it. The women will say to me, my partner could do with this, but he won't come. I've had the conversation with doctors and they say, yes, we could do with it, but we can't be seen to need therapy. Mm-hmm. So I've treated mostly mothers and midwives. So the mother comes, she tells her story, And very often in that first session, she just cries the whole way through it. And we go through boxes of tissues. But I have created this safe, comfortable space just in the front room of my house. But that's where I do the hypnobirthing. And I know the atmosphere is calm, relaxing, and the couples that come feel safe. So the woman, usually the signs and symptoms then of PTSD related to birth trauma is where the woman relives aspects of the trauma. She has flashbacks, feeling like the trauma is happening all over again. She has intrusive thoughts and images, nightmares, feels anxious, panicky. There's an increase in physical symptoms like asthma, irritable bowel disorder, migraines, and other digestive-related conditions that are related to stress. She avoids, or people avoid feeling or thinking of the memories. So they can't think about the trauma because it's too distressing, which is normally why they're very emotional on that first visit, because they're telling me their story. But again, I usually find that just by telling me and having me validate their story, they tell me they go out feeling like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders. I've had one girl text me 2 days later and say, "I don't know what you did, but I feel so much better already. And my partner can see the difference in me." How quickly it works.
Yeah.
And part of that could be the fact that for the first time, they have felt that they're in a safe space and they can just release all of this trauma. But then, so we have different skills and tools that we can use. But normally on that first session, when that's just some of the other feelings are that they, you know, find it difficult to concentrate. They're constantly looking out for danger, and they're always feeling jumpy and sometimes develop self-destructive behavior. So even if you can imagine that flight, fright feeling that we get sometimes when we're stressed, these people are living with this every day, and that is exhausting. You know, to have all that negative emotion in your system. And I just, like, I don't know how they hold down a job, run a home, look after the child and their partner when they're feeling this way. Very distressing. So on this first session, when they were able to release and get all that emotion out, they start to feel a bit better. And on that session then, I teach them what we call abdominal breathing. So it's a relaxing breath. They breathe it right down through their abdomen, and that helps them to calm down and relax. So that's one tool we have given them. If you feel that your anxious, jumpy, fight, fright response, just go to the toilet or pull your car in, but take a few abdominal breaths. Then what I do is I talk them into relaxation, and I ask them beforehand to describe to me their favorite place in nature. So then I take them to their favorite place in nature. Again, this is a place to them where they can relax, where they do feel safe. Usually that would be all I would do on the first session, but I also give them a download. So I record that script that I have read to them, and that they have a tool then. So at any time they can use their abdominal breathing. And then when they get time, you know, to rest at home, they can use this imagery. They can go into relaxation, take themselves to their favorite place and relax. It usually only takes 1 to 4 sessions for them to feel better.
I find how many sessions does it usually take for the?
Usually, I find in my experience 3. They feel so much better after 3, because one of the other tools and skills that we were taught is to help them to process this emotional memory. So this emotional memory is held in an emotional part of the brain. I'm not going to go into all the terms, the anatomy, the physiology, but there is a part of the brain where you hold your emotional memories. And you can be triggered. Like some women will say to me that they can't go anywhere near the maternity unit that this happened in. Or they had a redhead midwife. So every time they see a redhead woman, they're triggered. Yeah. So they have all these emotional triggers. So that's what I'm saying. This emotional response, they are living with it day in, day out. It is exhausting, very difficult to live with. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I help them to put that memory into a different part of the brain that I call the filing cabinet. Mm-hmm. So within our brains, we all have a filing cabinet, and that's where we file all our memories. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we use a skill to help flip this emotional memory into the normal memory part of the brain. So you will never forget that you went through this experience, but you will no longer be triggered because we've slotted it into the right part of the brain where you can recall it if you want to, but you won't be affected by any of these emotional triggers.
That's amazing, isn't it? And I can see the connection, how when you said you did the hypnobirthing and you recognize from what you were hearing from the people who wanted to do hypnobirthing that they had obviously were carrying some form of stress, anxiety or trauma, and how this sort of leads on so beautifully onto the birth trauma resolution, because there's a lot of similarity of understanding how the brain works and how to deal with the different emotions and that.
Much more. It was similar skills like relaxation, reading scripts, but the difference was this is an individualized script. So every single client I work with will have a different place in nature that they want to go to. So you're doing individualized scripts for mm-hmm. these people. And then what happens once you have helped them to flip that memory into the filing cabinet, then I have skills to move on and help them prepare for their next pregnancy, labor and birth. Mm-hmm. Because really what I was finding was until you let go of that trauma, until you put those traumatic memories in the right part of your brain, you can't focus as well. Yes, hypnobirthing helped these couples, but the birth trauma resolution helps even more because you have, you've totally dealt with the trauma. You've dealt with the PTSD that it caused you to live with. And it's like you're free now to prepare for a more positive birth experience. And I get great feedback. I mean, after the third session, they're usually texting me and saying, you know what, Heather, it's been amazing. I feel so much better. And I really feel that I'm strong, I'm confident, I'm capable. I can go in to this next pregnancy and birth. I'll come back to you for hypnobirthing, but I don't need any more birth trauma. I honestly don't believe, and I have worked with quite a few women, and I don't believe I've ever done any more than 3 sessions, as much as they're always welcome to come back to me for another one if they want to or need to. Yeah. But it's like, it's so effective. It works so well. And you're right, because I was doing hypnobirthing, I had the foundation of the understanding of how the mind and the body work. Mm-hmm. And so I totally believe in it. I mean, when we are learning, when we are on the course, we are treated by other members, like we treat each other. So I have actually gone through this process and I have released things that were traumatic to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I felt the emotion at the time, but now I can look back on the memories of these traumatic events in my life without being triggered. I no longer, feel sad or angry or want to cry. So that's the thing about, I know how this works and I know how well it works.
Yeah, and that's really, really important as well. It's like whenever we teach the hypnobirthing, like if we don't truly believe in that, and in our jobs as well, like as your midwife, as a doula, if we don't truly believe in what we're doing, that's not going to be effective for those who that we support.
Right. Yeah, so, no point in being there, you know, in these, and I don't even want to call them jobs because they're more than jobs, a job, but it is, you have to be able to give off yourself. You have to be thoroughly in the moment with that couple.
Yeah.
Because that's the, yes, if you're not, the baby will still come out, or, you know, you'll still have a baby. But if you truly believe in what you're doing and how best you can help this couple, they're going to have a better experience.
Yeah.
And that, we know how important that is, because you live with that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And what I was really interested to hear as well, Heather, when you're talking about this program, if that's the right word to describe it, is the fact that, you know, doctors, midwives, doulas, anybody who's been in the birthing world, in the birthing scene, in the birthing room, if they have been affected by something that was very distressing for them, you know, this had an effect in their life, that they can actually access this and work it. As you said, you've had it done to you before in training, yeah, but for others, it's really quite valuable to know that this is there for them as well.
Absolutely. Because I have had, and I've been in a situation too where things happen in midwifery and you think, right, that's it, I can't take this, I can't do this anymore, mm-hmm, this is too sad, this is too heartbreaking, this affects me too much. And I've had midwives come to me who, because of the different things that have happened, and I have to be honest and say it is getting harder and harder to be a midwife because people's expectations are so high these days, mm-hmm, and everybody wants everything to be perfect, and life doesn't happen that way. But very often the midwife feels the brunt of things, mm-hmm, if they go wrong or if the couple aren't happy, and that midwife then considers leaving midwifery. And it really breaks my heart when you know you've got a really good midwife here and we're short of midwives, so we need to actually look after our midwives. And the midwives that have come to me and said, I wish I'd come to you years ago. Yeah. And it's the therapy. It's what I've been taught to do. Mm-hmm. So I know it helps midwives. I know it helps mothers. I know it would help fathers and doctors, mm-hmm, and doulas if they would come to me.
Yeah.
Because there may be other people now in Northern Ireland that have done this course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly, there may be a register. I have a Facebook page where all my details are on that Facebook page. But, you know, even if you looked for Birth Trauma Resolution by Jenny Mullen, you may find other practitioners in your area. Because, and it's like, don't be afraid, because it will help you. Mm-hmm. And definitely, like, there could be doulas that experience traumatic births and think, I can't do this anymore, but yet they're really good doulas. So someone who has this knowledge of birth trauma resolution can help them put that memory into the right part of the brain, mm-hmm, and help them heal so that they can go back in to their role, you know, feeling confident and safe.
Yeah, and I know just before we go, because we're our time's almost up, Heather, believe it or not, but I was just going to say as well, it's probably important just mentioning when we talk about trauma and traumatic, that's different for everyone, isn't it? I mean, what I might find traumatic, someone else might think, what is she on about? Or as you said earlier, you know, if someone was in the hospital and has, you know, a quick birth, it seems to be like the ideal situation. It's not always. So people shouldn't judge themselves. You know, they should, if they don't feel comfortable, if they believe that something has been distressing or is affecting their life, they can reach out. And on that note, Heather, because we're run out of time, I'd just like to give you the opportunity just tell the listeners if they want to find out more. I'll definitely put information about the Birth Trauma Resolution by Jenny Mullen in the bit about the podcast. I'll mention that so people can look into it more if they want to. But how to find you? Where can people find you, talk to you? Social media.
Yeah, Facebook page. And I have a page for Birth Trauma Resolution and a page for hypnobirthing. And it's just, it's hypnobirthing Heather McMullen,
mm-hmm.
and birth trauma resolution Heather McMullen. I am on Instagram, but I'm not very good at using Instagram. My children need to teach me. I probably start up with Facebook and have just become, but I think one of the best things to do is to get my personal details, if you're interested, get my details off my Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then email, text, or phone me, because I am a talker. I find it easier to explain to you or tell you how I can help you over mm-hmm. the phone rather than a big wordy email. So it's, yeah, you know, look on social media for birth trauma resolution. You may find there's, you know, other practitioners. But if you particularly want to talk to me, you want to find out more about it. And it doesn't matter, as you've said already, your story is your story. It does not matter. I am not here to judge you or to judge whether you are traumatized or not. You come to me, you tell me you're traumatized, I believe you. So my thoughts and feelings on the subject go out the window. I'm listening to your story and I'm thinking in my mind, how am I going to help this lady?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. No judgment. No judgment.
Yeah.
And you're safe. And I'm more than happy to talk to you over the phone or via message.
That's great. So thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, right, for coming on this podcast to raise awareness about this. And it's just, for me, it's just really important, you know, for people to know there's various avenues out there and that no one should be sitting at home, you know, in distress or anxious, because just reach out for support. There's lots of support there. So if you want to get in touch with Heather, just look at her Facebook pages. If all else fails, drop me a line and I'll certainly put you in touch with Heather as well. So once again, Heather, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed spreading the word, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you very much, Anne. I really do. I'm thankful for this information to get it out there, because help is available. You don't have to suffer alone.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So thank you, listeners, for tuning in as always. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Let's Do It. Please feel free to subscribe. It's free. And you just never know what we'll be chatting about on Let's Do It. So don't miss out and subscribe now. Also, feel free to share this episode or the podcast with family, friends and colleagues, and help me to raise awareness about the various topics covered in the podcast. Should you wish to get in touch with me, you can contact me via my website, motherdoula.com, or doulasni.co.uk, through my Instagram page at annhypnodoula, or Facebook pages Hypnobirth and Ann Glover and Doula Ann Glover. You will definitely find me once you start searching. There's no excuse. So here, have a great day and see you next time.